All right, welcome everybody. Noel is here. Noel is an alum, an SCWC alum as well. Presented your freshman year? No, presented your senior year, but you attended your freshman year.
Yes.
Did I get that right?
I think so.
Something like
it's
that.
It's been over a decade, so okay, some so things you're are foggy.
A DU alum.
Yes.
Right? And you're here today in what capacity?
So I was invited to be one of the keynote panel guests. Talking about my experience at Dominican and where I went from there. So I was really excited for the invitation.
Okay, can I ask you about that stuff?
Sure, go ahead.
Good. What did you study when you were at Dominican?
So I initially came and I was majored in biology, but then I took an intro to psych class and that completely changed my trajectory. So I switched my major to psychology, graduated with a bachelor's in psychology, and then went straight to grad school. For clinical psychology. So I actually have my master's and my doctorate in clinical psychology.
Wonderful. I got my undergrad at Dominican in psychology.
Oh, there we go.
1,000 years ago. but, you know, it was, I guess, about halfway through my senior year, I realized it wasn't for me because it's not for everybody.
Mm-hmm.
Right? The cool thing that I realized in that moment was one of the great things about probably all colleges, but certainly at Dominican, is you discover things that you thought that you loved, that you didn't realize that you loved. You discover things that you thought you loved and don't love. And yep. It's all part of the process, and it all has equal value.
Exactly.
Wouldn't you agree with that?
Oh, 100%.
Yeah. It was a great experience being at Dominican mm-hmm. for my undergrad. And I realized that that wasn't for me, but it opened up all kinds of other processes and doors for other things. And I ended up as a professor at Dominican that I never saw that coming in a million years.
Exactly.
It's so
that.
Great. And you switched right off of bio. You went to psychology.
Yep.
And now you're helping people all over the place in a way you never anticipated.
Exactly.
Yeah. Kind of very similar sort of experiences.
Mm-hmm.
Good. What year did you graduate?
I graduated December 2013.
2013. Okay. And then grad school was where?
At Palo Alto University.
Good. Okay. And do you work at a clinic now, or do you have your own practice?
I actually have my own private practice currently. So full-time stay-at-home mom, part-time private practice. But previously, I was working at Napa State Hospital and also UCSF before I made the decision to transition to more part-time private work.
So you're not busy at all?
Oh, my goodness. I am so much more tired now than I was when I was in my doctorate program.
Okay. How old's your baby? One child?
One baby. Uh-huh. He is 13 months old.
What's his name?
Remy.
Remy. Mm-hmm. All right. Cool. You're going to have to show me a picture before you leave here.
I will.
I would love that. All right. So today you are one of the panelists and you've been invited by Dominican. What does that mean? You are going to listen to the presentations.
Mm-hmm.
Do you judge them? How does this work from your perspective?
From my perspective, I was just invited to primarily come and speak on the panel. So they had pre-written questions that all of us answered in front of a group of the audience. And also we had questions from the audience that were unscripted and we kind of just talked on the whim right there.
Yeah. Good. And what time do you do this?
It already passed. We finished at 10:30, I think.
Okay, so you were in the first group, obviously.
Yes.
And how did it go?
It went well, I think. I hope so.
Well, come on. You would know. You were there, right? Were the presentations wonderful?
So, yes, we were there for the right at the beginning of the poster presentation. So there was a lot of different presentations, a lot of different topics, and a lot of people, actually. So it was great.
Anything stand out in particular that will never leave you?
Just the engagement. There were a lot of students there, and the people who were presenting, they seemed really involved and passionate about their topics.
Oh, isn't that wonderful? Now, how has this changed since you did it? And I know you got to go in a moment, but mm-hmm. when you were here as a student and presented to now, mm-hmm. how has the whole SCWC program changed?
Oh, it's a lot larger now. So when I presented, I remember it being a much smaller audience at Creekside. In the evening. So it was kind of whoever could come.
Very small.
Yes. And now it's, oh my goodness, it's a whole day event. There's so many different presenters, oral presentations, poster presentations, talks. Like, it's great.
Yeah. great. I really appreciate you coming by. I know you just had a small window before you got to leave, and you have to take the time to show me Remy in just a moment. Everybody, that's Noelle. Thank you again for coming by.
Thank you very much.
All right.